This is Infants on Thrones.
Teaser.
Hey, you got a couple minutes? I want to share something with you that Randy, Tom, and I discussed on our last episode, but it got edited out for time. But it was a pretty interesting subject. I thought so, at least. And so we're going to develop this idea into a three-part series that will be released soon. And I'm just excited about it, so I wanted to share this with you and then have a little bit of an announcement at the end of it. Yeah, maybe being a bit of a drama queen, but there you go. I like it.
She really wants us to do a podcast on the Book of Mormon authorship.
Yeah.
And if we do it, I seriously want to bring in John Hamer because I totally disagree with him, but he's way smarter than me, and he's a professional.
Sure.
Because John Hamer is very outspoken about Joseph Smith was the author of the Book of Mormon, and he's an expert.
You and I, though, had a little running deal that never went anywhere about 2 years ago, I think. But we got into a little debate about the authorship of the Book of Mormon, and you said you would read something, and I said I would read something and would return and report, but we've never done that.
No, I mean, if we do that, that's one I have to be fully prepared for, and I'm bone up on Craig Criddle's work and just basically use his...
Okay.
Hit him as... I would... He's an ex-Mormon, too, so I would love to get him on.
So what's your amateurish opinion then? If you haven't done all the research you want to do, where do you stand right now?
I think Sidney Rigdon authored it. I think
you don't take the multi-author approach because that's kind of where I stand.
Well, there's no question that Joseph Smith threw in his dad's Lehi's Dream in there.
Right, right.
So to me, it was a collaboration between the three guys: Oliver Cowdery, Sidney Rigdon, and Joseph Smith. But for him to dictate the whole 500 something pages in 60 days, that's pretty impressive, even if it's not good literature.
I'd love to read Craig Criddle stuff because I haven't, and I'm only going by the very little that I know about oral storytellers and raconteurs. That they don't have to be very technically literate, as far as writing goes or grammar goes or anything like that, but they can spin a yarn with the best of them. and my understanding is that's what Joseph Smith was known for, and that he would sit with his family and tell them stories about the native inhabitants of the Americas since he was, 12 years old or whatever, so he was a very skilled orator, and he could tell a story, and he had the brilliance to remember where he was and pick off from there, and knew how to do the formulaic signatures that are typical of an oral storyteller. And that's why you've got so much repetition and it came to pass, and things like that. There are these mnemonic devices that, so like I read the Book of Mormon and I hear a story that's being told out loud that somebody's writing down as they're hearing it and then going back and doing some rough editing. But I just don't have a hard time imagining that it's all Joseph Smith.
Well, one of the biggest problems with Criddle's argument and evidence is that all of the affidavits that he quotes from are from way, like, decades after the Book of Mormon was published.
Yeah, like was David Whitmer one of them?
No. Okay. These are people that knew about Solomon Spaulding.
Oh yeah.
And they would say that one of the things that sticks out is his nickname was old and it came to pass because he used that stupid phrase so much in his writings. But that's that, with what we understand about memory, that could be a confabulation. Like people that are familiar with the jokes about the Book of Mormon, then say, oh yeah, Spaulding used to write like that.
So here's my big announcement. We've already interviewed John Hamer and Craig Criddle, and we're putting together the audio, and we're going to be releasing it soon. So part one of the Book of Mormon authorship series will focus on an interview that we did with John Hamer on the Joseph Smith soul authorship theory. The second episode will be our Craig Criddle interview, where we talk about Spalding and Rigdon and all the other contributors to a multi-author theory of the Book of Mormon. And then the third part of the series will be the panel discussion, just jawing about what we heard, and also use some excerpts from the first two interviews with Hamer and Criddle that weren't used in the first two parts. So I'm kind of looking forward to it. I hope you will, too. So check back soon for our three-part series on Book of Mormon authorship. Thanks. Can we get a volunteer for the opening prayer?